This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 5 Easter Wednesday. First posted April 23, 2008. 1 Peter 3:15-20 to Discipleship. Paraphrase, let Christ be reverenced in our hearts. When anyone challenges our hope in Christ, let us always be ready to defend our faith, but with gentleness and reverence. Let us avoid doing anything for which we would be ashamed, so that those who revile us for doing what is right according to Christ's teaching may be put to shame. Better that we suffer unjustly for doing what is right than justly for doing what is wrong. Christ, though sinless, also suffered unto death once for all for sin, the righteous for the unrighteous, so that we could enter into God's presence. Jesus died in the flesh, but arose to spiritual life. In the days of Noah, the people didn't heed the warning of Noah, and God was patient with them during the building of the ark, 120 years asterisk, Genesis 5:32, 6:3, 7:6. Only 8 people were saved through the waters of the flood, and every other living person died and their spirits were imprisoned in hell. Baptism now corresponds to the flood. Through baptism, we have a cleansed conscience in God's judgment, because of the resurrection of Christ. The risen Jesus has ascended into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with all authority given to him over the angels, and all powers and authorities subject to him. Compare Matthew 28:18. Peter was making disciples of Jesus Christ in accordance with Jesus' great commission to his disciples, Matthew 28:19-20, to be carried out after they had been born again, John 3:3, 5-8, Luke 24:48, Acts 1:4-5,8, by the baptism, anointing, gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34. Only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. Disciples are to learn and apply Jesus' teachings in their lives. We are to reverence Christ by trusting and obeying him. We need to read and know the Bible, so that we will be prepared to defend our belief in Jesus to those who challenge us, 2 Timothy 2:15. As we live according to Jesus' teaching, we will be aware and be able to avoid doing anything which would give a reason for the enemies of the gospel to revile against us. Suffering for doing God's will and what is right, unjustly, is far better than suffering justly for what is unrighteous. Jesus is our example of suffering for righteousness. His suffering and death for our unrighteousness made it possible for his righteousness to be attributed to us by God, so that we can enter God's presence. Jesus died physically but was raised to spiritual eternal life. By his death and resurrection, we can be freed from the fear of death which keeps us in bondage to Satan and the power of sin, Hebrews 2:14-15. Noah is a forerunner, an illustration, of Christ. He preached repentance to the people by word and action during the time of the building of the ark, but the people didn't take him seriously. God made a covenant with Noah, through whom Noah's household was saved, but those outside his household perished. The souls of those who disregarded Noah's warning are eternally imprisoned in hell. God gave the people who lived before the coming of Jesus the same patient forbearance and opportunity for salvation that he gives us now in Christ. Those who disregard the warning of Christ will receive the same fate as those who perished in the days of Noah. The flood of Noah's day corresponds to Christian baptism. Baptism is spiritual, rather than physical, cleansing. Baptism is a covenant between God and us, through Jesus Christ. In Christ, we are saved through the flood by the new covenant of grace, unmerited favor, a free gift through faith in Jesus, Ephesians 2:8-9. Peter was a born-again, disciple-making, born-again, disciples of Jesus Christ, in accordance with the Great Commission. He was calling people to repent and be baptized into Jesus Christ, and teaching them to obey all that Jesus taught, to trust and obey Jesus. As the new believers did so, they were baptized with the indwelling Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. It is through the indwelling Holy Spirit that we are made spiritually alive. If we are spiritually alive in Jesus Christ, we can be sure that we will be raised from physical death to eternal life as Jesus was. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jusus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:13-14. Asterisk, Noah, Easton's Bible Dictionary, Digital Module, Biblitime Freeware, http://www.biblitime.info/c/free-digital-bible-study-tools, sidebar top right.